Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in right now to the Taking It Back by Storm conference. This is the final round, and we thank God you've tuned in with Angel on Deck and Dr. Rhoda Bird. And we thank God we're located here in Novi, Michigan. And we thank God for all of you that are listening in right now all over the world. Happy Sunday to you, Africa, America, Italy, and the UK, and Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, and Jamaica, Mexico, Brazil, Australia, Hong Kong, China, wherever you may be listening in right now all over the world, the United States, wherever you're in, the UK, Italy, we want to say God bless you. We love you. Happy Sunday. We thank God. This is the final round today, as I stated, for the King. And we're going to take you in right now with our dear sister Jill Jenick. And she's speaking right now, and right after that, a little later on in a few hours, we're going to be hearing from Prophetess Portia Owens, and that's going to end our meeting on today. So we just want to say God bless you once again. Happy Sunday, and here we go with Jill.
And so you got to go like this. Get those birds out of your head. Go like this. Get those birds out of your head. Out of your head. You're not going to land. You just got to keep speaking the word of God. Keep speaking the word of God, amen? So, you know what? You can't talk and think at the same time. Do you know that? In other words, the like I said, the mouth, you start speaking what the enemy said instead of what God said. Because you meditated on what he said or what someone else said to confirm it, and they're in agreement using being used by the enemy. For encouraging against you. Okay? So, no, you got to be vigilant. Stay vigilant. Our heaven suffers violence. And the violence, take it by force. You got to take your mind by force. You got to take your mouth by force. You got to take your heart by force. We're our worst enemy. Right? And have peace with yourself. Amen? And so God says you got to have a shalom house. Temple, peace. Shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken. Wholeness, completeness, perfection.
Yes.
It means peace, unity with you, God, yourself, others. Amen? If you don't have peace, how do you want to have peace with other people? And the house divided can't stand. You're a house. Remember we're talking about house. The house divided can't stand. The house united will stand. So you need to be united in your body. Unity first with you. How can the body of Christ, that's why there's so much division? We don't have unity and shalom in our own lives.
Oh.
How can we connect and have the one mind, one heart, and one accord with the brother and sister? Doesn't mean we don't have differences, but we don't have our souls right. And everybody's jacked up. So we got division and strife and jealousy, so we have to take care of our soul and our mind. And oftentimes it's not just dealing with the daily battle, it's dealing with the battle that you had to face as a child. And that's still in your heart. So sometimes there's some work you got to do from the past before you come out.
All right.
And so, hallelujah. And so God wants to do something. So God was saying, but you don't go and look in under a magnifying glass and just, you know, say, oh, Lord, I've got to find stuff. Let the Lord hold those with the lamp on that. He'll tell you what you need to work on in that soul area. And I tell you what, that's the hardest thing because it takes the renewing of the mind. It takes meditation on the Word of God. It takes speaking the Word of God to get those things uprooted and stay rooted out from your soul. And then once they're gone, you can protect your house. How about if the enemy come and trash your house, and you didn't know it, and come in like a whirlwind, trash your house, are you going to let him back in a second time when he's knocking at the door? No, you keep the door shut and let Jesus answer the door. Amen? So what I'm saying is we can't have to watch what we put in our ears. Be careful, little one, what you hear. Be careful, little one, what you see. Amen? What are you watching? What are you seeing? What are you seeing? What are you hearing? Because it'll get in. to your mind, it's your mouth, it's your heart. That's the problem with this generation. That all they do is watch the internet and the Texans and all that. I'm not saying they're sin in itself, but all those visions and the images that come into our minds, they're destroying the seer, prophet, anointing that's in our generation and in our lives. Because God said with me, I had lust, perversion. This is because my generation before me operated perversion, lust, adultery, homosexuality, all that garbage. Now, when it came to me, I was feeling there was forces there, and I became a Christian, so I didn't really, I crossed the line in some areas, but not full-blown, because God kept me. But they were still there, those forces that wanted me to keep going in those directions, even after I was a Christian and came to the Lord. But God didn't reveal the deliverance until about 10 years after I became a Christian that was in me, and it was around me. And so what happened was those images of that pornography, those images of those fornications, those soul ties with other men, looking for love in all the wrong places before I was a Christian, trying to find intimacy. And what I was created only by God that he could fill. And so those images would begin to come, but see, what it was trying to hinder my frequency of my connection with God through dreams and visions. It'll distort the picture and the frequency of what's in the images of your mind, of your past. And I'm telling you what, people don't understand this. This is why this generation has called to ascend and descend, called to go to heaven, called to connect with God in their mind, and God can speak to them through their mind, through dreams, visions. But you've got all this distortion and all this sin and these pictures. How are you going to actually have a clear connection? Does that make sense? And so this is where the Lord had to heal and deliver me from lust and perversion, homosexuality, all these perversion, intimacy things. But it was the intimacy I needed with God. But also delivered me from, like I said, anger, and forgiveness, bitterness, resentment, from all the memories of the hurt, of the abuse, of the abandonment, of the rejection, of the not being valued, and insecure, low self-esteem, impurity, jealousy, all that garbage, toxic to my body. You wonder how I ended up turning out with lupus, fibromyalgia, chronic emotions. Then I didn't eat good. I ate junk food, getting up, had a Reese's cup, go all day working so hard, I was a perfectionist. Everything had to get done, it looked perfect and beautiful. Because my value was in what I did, not who I was. I didn't know who I was yet in the Lord. Didn't know my identity. My identity came from my hard work. My identity came from the house being clean, the children looking good, me trying to be perfect, my hair, my makeup, and all that. And there's nothing wrong with excellence. Nothing wrong, but I was a perfectionist. And it drove me to the place of drivenness, striving, overbearing, overworking, to the point where it exhausted me. You have to know why you're driven. Because it's my parents, my mom, always had to go back and do it again. And my value always came from what I did, not just who I was, because she had issues as well. So if I worked harder, I was loved. I was accepted. That's how I was living. And so when I came into my relationship with God, that was the same thing that was going on. I was going to work for God, go for God, and I burn out. So let me tell you this. God is telling us to get sleep. You have to know what conferences to go to, when you stay up late. When the Holy Ghost tells you, you best get to bed. Because when you need to rest and proceed from God. And so the Lord's telling us our sleep, when we go to bed before 10 o'clock. Now, I know in the summer it's tough, but you will get the best rest if you go to bed before 10. And after 10:30, your second wind kicks in, and you won't go to bed until 1 or 2. See what I mean? How the way your body works. So let me share this about your body, is that when you go to bed at 10, you can sleep through the night. And if sometimes you wake up, you can get a little bit of a cheese or cracker before you go to bed. So when your blood sugar drops, you won't get up. You'll have something on your stomach because you're like fasting by your system. So those that wake up. So what I'm saying is a sound sleep, 8 hours of sleep, it helps your hormones. It heals your hormones. And that's where all the rejuvenation, all the repair, all the restoration comes. If your body breaks down all day, run. But now if you're not sleeping and repairing your body, and if you're not eating the right food that repairs your body, the food is a medicine. It's got revelation and information. Healthy food actually has all the chemical constituents, all the polyphenols, the acetidines. They have vitamins and minerals and enzymes. God's food will restore what you've lost through the day. But if you're not sleeping and if you're not eating God's food, how is it your body's going to go back and bounce back the next day? You keep bringing it down more, bringing it down. Okay. Then if your emotions, anger, bitterness, now you're putting toxic poison back into your body. We can see, and now we're not only talking about those things, how about the pollution in the air? How about the environmental stress? How about the poisons on the food that we're eating and the water we're drinking? So some things we can't control, but some things we can. So we can see it's no devil that's doing everything, but there's some things we need to take responsibility for and have balance, stay balanced. So God wants you to rest if you go to dreamland with him. Amen? He wants you to get in bed, and everybody's out staying out late. You need to go to bed if he's telling you to go to bed. Restore. I am staying up till 2, 3 in the morning, getting more things done. Then I will get up. I get more things done. Nope, not eat breakfast, not eat lunch. Start feeling dizzy. Whoa, I got to eat something. Grabbing a candy bar just to balance. And I abused myself because I didn't love myself. I was more concerned with how I look to other people than just being myself and allowing myself to. I was a fear of failure, and I was driven. That's very resourceful. And so what did I do? I started getting addicted to food, too. Certain foods. You start getting addicted to work, addicted to performance. So what I'm saying is that we have to understand this whole picture of our bodies and how they operate. And so what I was saying about the pharmacia is that medication has a lot of toxic side effects. How many watch the TV program? Or, and you got a commercial, and it says, here, this is for this. But you could die. You know, you're going to have an epileptic fit. And, I mean, you're trying to treat someone who's like a depression. And all of a sudden, you know, you're taking medication that actually can kill you. And not the depression. Okay, so what I'm saying is it's ridiculous, but we've been maybe conforming our minds for so long, you're not conforming to this world. That even the church is in agreement with the world, not the world. And so I want to tell you that cancer kills over 1,500 U.S. citizens every day and kills nearly 547,000 Americans in a single year. We have an epidemic of a demonic attack spiritually, but we've been in agreement because we have not slept, we're not eating right, we have toxic emotions, and we're not eating healthy food. So we're partnering with the enemy to lure us to that place. We have to reverse the curse. Say, reverse the curse.
Reverse the curse.
And confront the enemy and be proactive. Don't wait for him to come to you. Don't wait for something to happen. You've got to be proactive now in this world because of the contamination of it. So we got to be proactive. And so we must fight cancer from the power of God and the power of nature. Okay? We fought it one way, but we got to fight it just as hard as the other. And listen to this. It's a shock. But from the Michigan Department of Community Health, in Michigan, $125 million were spent on prescription drugs. No wonder why the state grows. But $125 million prescription drugs for different conditions and diseases. And they don't heal. They just maintain. Put a Band-Aid. Never get to the root. Also, listen to this. $4 billion were sold in the U.S. They're making $1 million on our sick. They're making billions. And listen, it is spread all worldwide, and $880 billion globally is being made for the pharmaceutical industry. Billions of dollars. They don't care about your health. Now, the doctors are doing the best they can, but they're under that pharmacia, that control, that spirit of witchcraft. They're afraid to lose their jobs because they'll lose their money and their family, you know, and their livelihood. So I'm not saying that medication will help you for a time, but get the answers you need to get off the medication. I can't tell you. I'm not a doctor. I don't treat, diagnose, or cure disease. But there is natural medicine, frankincense, oil. There's products that are organic. Your body is organic. Your body is, you know, from the garden of God, you are to eat these things. And you are to restore your body to heal it. You know that, like, garlic and pomegranate and, you know, kidney beans help the kidneys, celery helps the bones, sweet potato helps the pancreas. I mean, all these foods, actually, God created these foods. Like, grapes help the heart. Fish help the prostate, men out there. Avocados help the ovaries of women for preventing ovaries. Think about that seed inside there. It takes 9 months for an avocado. Amen?
Oh.
God, is in his wonderful infinite wisdom, has provided a natural prescription for healing for us. Amen? And so we're excited about what God is saying and doing. And so I want to tell you that our foods have been drugged, 7,000 different chemicals, and our foods have been drugged. Sodium nitrate, VHA, VHT, EDT, coloring, T drugs, artificial flavoring and drugs. 1 billion pounds are consumed in America. 7 pounds for every woman and child. Chlorine, fluoride, sodium, fluoride drugs drinking in our drinking water. And so we have to know that we got to cut the toxins out. These are things that are coming.
That's tap water.
Tap water. Now listen to this. I was just sharing with everyone, you know, what God has said about I had viruses in my body, bacteria, fungus, and heavy metals. Toxins. Toxic stress, toxic emotions, generational curses. Sin destroys the temple. It broke me down. God saved me. He gave me mercy instead of judgment, and I repented. We must repent and ask God, forgive me for not taking care of my body. Forgive me for overworking, not sleeping when I should, eating the wrong foods, and not feeling like a stinker. All those things I had to repent before I could actually start to see the building process, because I had to recognize the curses on my life and my family as well. And so think about this. And cancer rate was only 7% in 1900. 56% now. Because of 1700, there was no chemicals, pollution, vaccinations, fresh air, physical movement, not the preservatives, the mental emotional stress. 86% statistics said that are related to stress, not basically. Emotion, again, job, relationships. Again, the cancer business is about $162 billion business. No, excuse me, $220 billion business. That's what I'm saying. The devil's business. Okay? So what I wanted to do is just prepare you as I go into the product line to be able to share with you what is it that you need to do for food and supplements that's going to help you. Everybody having a good time so far? Okay. And so what I wanted to share with you is about food. Now, if you want to get on God's food and get off man's food. Now, what that means for you to do is keep foods in its raw state closest to what God made originally for their process. So that means things that are from the garden of God, looking at fruits and vegetables, you're looking at whole grains, you're looking at meat, turkey, chicken, fish, meat, eggs, yogurt, and dairy products. We're looking at nuts and seeds, we're looking at whole grains. And we're looking at protein, things like that. Eggs, you're like, wow, it doesn't seem like a bunch. But no, when you look at all the things that are choices that God has given us, that they're going to have, like I said, healing properties at frequencies. You know that? The food has frequencies. Everything has a frequency. Rocks even have a frequency. So even the rocks will cry out if you don't freeze. Trees have a frequency. They have a sound. See, we have a sound. Look at your neighbor and say, you have a sound. You have a vibration. Do you realize that the healthier your body is, the greater the sound you hear? That's prophetic. And that's vibration. So your frequency level in your body is 75 frequency. But if you're sick, your body frequencies are going down. That's where more of a disease state, more of an environment for disease. Because frequency is, again, what are you putting in your body? Man's food, your sweets, your processed foods, your bad foods, your canned foods. All these foods are dead foods, no frequency. So are you getting your body the frequency that needs to replenish, to keep that homeostasis, the 75 frequencies of your body? And so it's very important to get the highest frequency foods. Organic is the highest frequency food, fruits and vegetables. Free range of meat, grass-fed beef. Then you can get them through a co-op program. A lot of Kroger's and different, grocery stores now have the free range. Now, they don't have the grass-fed beef. Oftentimes, you have to get that from a local co-op program in your area, farmer. And I'll be able to connect you. If you email me, I can connect you. Because it's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, steroid-free, pesticide-free, chemical, petrochemicals. 7,000 pounds have been placed, 1 billion pounds of chemicals have been sprayed in our fruits and vegetables and in our meat. Toxic, poison, cancerous-causing materials. Thank God for the grace of God. Let's give Him glory because our bodies are like machines. Right? They heal itself. And when you're in the presence of God, He heals you more and more. Amen? But how much more can we keep abusing ourselves when we ask God to bless the pig or bless the candy bar, and bless the all this junk food? You know, we're drinking Mountain Dew. You're getting about 5 grams. You're getting about 8 tablespoons of sugar. Addiction. Hey, sugar is an addiction. Sugar is going to weaken your immune system, break down brain neurotransmitters. It's going to acidify your blood, and it's going to destroy your immune system and weaken your intestinal tract. Sugar is the number one addiction in this country, even more than cocaine. We're on drugs. 7,000 drugs are in our food. 1 billion pounds of sugar. We're drug addicts. We're addicted. But we're not saying that. You know, what I mean is, in countries, that's why we're sick. Because we're getting pharmakia drugs. And then we're getting drugs in our food. And then, you know, so what I'm saying is that we got to detox. I don't care what you say. You can eat all organic food. And eat, you know, do all the right supplements. What I'm saying, you still need to detox. Look at your neighbor and say, you've got to get rid of the toxins. Get toxins in your body, amen? So I don't care how clean. I clean every 3 months because you got a house. You clean your house at home every 3 months? Spring, summer, winter, fall. If you go all year long without cleaning your house, what's going to look like? Dust, grime, mold, stink. Mm-hmm. What happens in the inside room? We're not cleaning the house because of what I set up the pre-understanding of why it's so important to eat right, get the right supplements. You have to be proactive in our health so we can resist disease. And we have the Word of God as a medicine, the communion cups of medicine, the name of Jesus as a medicine, but we need to do our part, partner in covenant with God, to eat the right foods that we eat. Because, again, I just shared with you all the wrong things I did in a sense. And now I've come out on the other side, so I know what it's like to live on that side. And it's not good. And you can't serve the Lord if you're sick. You can't take care of yourself. Your kids are taking care of you. Your husband is taking care of you. And you can't even wash the dishes. Uh-oh. And you say, God, I can wash dishes. Hallelujah. You don't realize what we take for granted. And I just mind myself, the enemy, you know, if you come again. So that's why I danced like I did last night. Hallelujah. I'm not trapped. I'm not in prison. I'm not in chains. I'm free from sickness and disease, emotional sickness and disease, and every generation of curse. I could fly. I was falling out of flying. I hit the ceiling. I hit the mouth out the wall, down the floor, up in the ground. I did spiritual aerobics last night. I lost some calories last night. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. So God said, we have to worship. We can lose weight while we worship. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You're looking, I'm going to do a super house. Why didn't worship me? And your health is good. You got a sound. It's a vibration. You're connected with God. Connect with heaven. Glory to God. And the Lord said, let's get a ship shape. Look at your neighbor. It says, ship shape. Do you know that being a soldier is ship shape? Soldier's not going to last long in war if he's weak. We're trained and equipped. This is an army, people. We need to be strong, valiant warriors. We need to have a strong soul. We need to have a strong body and a strong mind. And this is where we need to go the distance. We've got to fight some giants. You know, we've got to get changed. Joshua was a giant killer. So was David, hallelujah. And Moses, the deliverer, and they lived 110, 120, like I said. So my excitement is that we need to detox. We need to make sure, again, let's get back to the food. So eating, say, God's food over man's food. You are what you eat. See, and that's what a Catholic priest had wrote a book. You are what you eat. He had it right. Because what you eat, you become. What you behold, you become. When you behold God, you become all like him. It's his reflection. When you behold pornography, you don't look like pornography. You know that? When you start seeing people distorted their faces, when they behold it, they look like they had a rough life, so they get behold addiction, or, you know, lust, or whatever it is. But that's what the Lord's saying is what you eat. Again, sugar, processed food, box food, canned food, Mountain Dew, Fritos, hot fries, all those things aren't, those aren't foundational. You will crack your foundation. Sugar, again, is an everything. It's hard in box food, canned food, processed food, sugar. Dead food and the green beans, because they're heated high. Anything that's heated loses all its vitamins. So we're going to do, I'm going to give you a little protocol, and then I'm going to go into here. You need to eat 3 meals a day. Write that down. 3 meals a day. Now you think, oh, I've been doing that. No, you're not. Because you think you're eating good, but you need to journal some things if you're going to slip it and not discipline and self-control, because you're really going to see what you're doing now. Because you need to eat 3 meals a day, because your blood sugar will drop after about 12 or 1 if you haven't been eating a good hearty breakfast. Your breakfast is the best meal because you're fasting, break fast, and you eat breakfast in the morning, you will go up to 1 o'clock without your blood sugar dropping. But if your blood sugar drops, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get dizzy. Your pancreas is going to produce insulin, but you don't get fall out because it's called insulin, your hormone, and it will help you to not pass out. And then what you do is you grab something because you're feeling, you know, woozy. What you do, you just grab anything, whatever's there. It might be work or, you know, you're not in the place, you go to the drive-thru, right? You're not prepared. So when you get up in the morning, you want to have a hearty breakfast because what happens when you release pancreas, insulin from the pancreas, you're going to wear out your pancreas. And the insulin keeps going into the cell, okay? But then that cell is going to get insulin resistant after a while. And now you're pre-diabetic. Now we got insulin into the bloodstream. Now you become a diabetic because you're not eating right. And you're eating the wrong foods, sugar, carbs, glucose, carbs, pastas, you know, your bread, so carbs, crackers, you know, actual sweets, and things with sugar in them. And salt, bad salt. Yes, exactly. And this is what we're talking about. Sugar feeds cancer and love to. It'll speed it up, gobble it up, and it'll take it to another cell. Woo-hoo. We got trillions of cells. Thank God for rejuvenation, cellular rejuvenation. And so what we're saying is I'm going to give you a program that we're going to talk. We're going to give you a six-pack punch fast point eliminator program. So you're going to have weight loss in this, detox in this, and restoration of punishing and nourishing your body. So six-part program, okay? And so what we're going to do is I want to tell you to write this down. Say you've got 3 meals a day, 2 snacks in between. So let's start with your breakfast. So breakfast, you're going to have a hearty breakfast. So you're going to eat healthy free-range eggs if you can. Find the healthy free-range eggs. So the oranger the yolk, the more healthier the eggs. Farm eggs, you can get them at the store. Because the farm eggs are more nutrient-dense, the more healthier. An egg has the most amino acids of any food. It's the most perfect food to end with the right kind of thing. So have a couple hard-boiled eggs in the morning. You know, have a piece of turkey bacon, turkey sausage. Guess what? God's plan is to eat and enjoy food. It's not a lifestyle where you're starving because you're trying to lose weight because you can only eat 500 calories or this apple or this prepared food or don't eat these. No, God wants to enjoy all of his food. So all these, you know, all roads lead to weight loss, but not all roads keep the weight off. Because you don't have a lifestyle established in this life. So you keep going around the mountain because they have a program and it works, but when you get back home, you can't get on that program and you don't know how to eat and shop. And so this is the thing where you need to know 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, but eating God's food over man's food. Again, this is just the surface. I go deeper if we do consultation with you one-on-one, and I'm going to talk to you about that too. And so we got to transition our kitchen. You got to get out the garbage out of your kitchen. You know, again, I don't want to just say throw away your food. But what I am saying, you know, if you want to give that away to someone to help them if they're not using food at all, or just finish this out, which is all. But Mountain Dew's not food. Fritos aren't food. Chips, donuts aren't food. You know, and then you got foods like pasta and, you know, the carbs that are actual food, but again, they're not good for glucose, pre-diabetic people, and sugar, and they convert it to sugar. And so in the morning, for example, you'll have a couple eggs, have a piece of turkey bacon, have a piece of whole grain toast, and, you know, and also you can have yogurt maybe in the morning with some walnuts in the morning with it. If you want to have always a fat, carb, and protein with everything, fat, carb, and protein, yes. She's perfect, absolutely. You know, dairy is good, you know. But again, some people have allergic reactions to dairy, so they get mucusy and bound up. So you just have to know yourself what works for you. I'm okay with dairy. But like cheese, again, you have yogurt, cottage cheese in the morning. You can do a little bit of fruit with it. Again, don't eat fruit by itself because the sugar, eat it fruit. If you're not eating fat and carb with it, see what I'm saying? The meat, like when people go get bagel and a cream cheese, but that's all carbs. You have to cheat a little bit, but again, if you want to lose weight and then lower your glucose, that's not a good breakfast. Good question. Now, the cheese, it's better to get raw cheese from a health food store Because raw cheese has all your vitamins and minerals and prebiotics and probiotics, all those things in it. Because a lot of the cheese, again, is processed. And so you're getting this with chemicals and things that are in that. And you can tell the plastic, you know, sometimes it's plastic. Again, getting the raw cheeses, man, your taste buds come alive when you eat that food. My tongue, and I knew that eating junk food, that it was like a counterfeit. And then when I started eating real food, I'm like, what have I been missing? I came alive. My health started coming alive. You know, again, the clarity started coming. Just little things. Don't make it hard. Remember we said, the Lord said, don't make it hard. Be simple. And just start working in this direction. God is, when you're sincere, God sees your heart, and He's going to provide the finances. Don't say, I got an excuse. I can't eat food because I don't have any money. Okay, so what, are you just going to die early and eat garbage and keep eating the food that is canned food? You can start with where you are at now. God, on the way of faith, will keep giving you the money you need as you progress. Don't cut Him short before you get started. So He'll provide the event. What I want you to do is, again, three meals a day, two snacks, eating God's food over man's food. In the morning, you can have eggs, cottage cheese, you have yogurt, you have walnuts, oatmeal in the morning. You have some carb, but it has some protein. But oatmeal, mix it with some butter, coconut oil, with some walnuts. Yummy, yum. With a little bit of raw honey in the morning. That sounds good. Y'all didn't have breakfast, did you, this morning? We're all hungry. And so breakfast is wonderful. Again, I don't have time to go into a whole protocol for us individually, but I want to kind of give you an idea. Now, for those that want to take this to another level, I do an hour and a half consultation. I take you from the bare bones of the foundation of the Word of God and eating clean food over unclean food. I give you a grocery list of God's foods in every category of food. So you can go to the grocery shop and you have everything all laid out, what you need to get, how to cook the meals, and also condiments, what to choose as far as cookingware. You can transition your kitchen into a kingdom model by eating healthy food. You got to always be the forerunner, I know. The women are always the forerunner. And also beverages, imported beverages, what beverages to drink and whatnot. So then you can have this health that we were desiring, this divine health. No. And that's the thing with sugar, Splenda, aspartame, NutraSweet, toxic to the brain, neurotransmitter. It would actually help brain cell death because it's man-made sugar. Okay, and then we can do a whole seminar on just what was going on in the industry. They're using foods to kill us, again, and feed cancer, and we're getting addicted because they're addicted foods. And this is where we're getting addicted to foods. We've got to break the addiction of these foods. And so, again, once you start eating healthy food, you're not going to want to go back to what you're doing. It just starts happening in your body, actually. Okay, and so now, for example, for in between breakfast and lunch, you want to do some walnuts, some carrot sticks, celery, maybe do a yogurt or, you know, just some cheese, you know, healthy snacks. Prepare. That's the big word, prepare. If you just try to do this without thinking, my health comes first. Health is a gift. If you don't take care of it, you're going to lose it. Built in, and God will allow us to abuse our body for a long time. We don't even know it. But let's turn back and restore our bodies and work with God step by step. For lunch, a turkey sandwich. You got chicken, a turkey sandwich, chicken sandwich, tuna sandwich. You could do a salad with romaine lettuce and carrots and cranberries and some hard-boiled eggs and that. You could do some salmon, a little piece of salmon. Again, avocados are very fat, good, healthy fat. Cut that up. Again, you can have some cottage cheese at lunch, just depending, you know, what you have. Again, let's eat God's food, right? And so then we're going to, between lunch and dinner, again, we're having some more snacks, some almonds, some walnuts, having them in a bag, a Ziploc bag for you, wherever you go, have them in your car, okay? Also, so when you're getting to dinner, try to eat dinner before 6:30, because what happens is when you eat dinner late, you're not going to be able to digest those foods because you're starting to eat down, maybe you're comfortable, you're moving around. You're going to put more weight on. Okay. So, again, try to eat before 6:37 in the summer. I would even say earlier in the winter. But, again, I would say make your breakfast more bigger, your lunch medium, and even your dinner more smaller. Okay. You may have a bigger breakfast and lunch and a less of a dinner, okay, if you're wanting to lose weight, because that will help. But if not, however you work it, you can have chicken breast, like I said, turkey breast, salmon, tuna, healthy salads, a sweet potato, you know, with your dinner, okay? So we got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And, again, I have a list of all clean foods, every fish that's clean, every meat that's clean, eggs that are clean in this consultation that I do, so that everything is given to you, so you can pick all the different foods, like, oh, breakfast, I want this, lunch, I want this, dinner, I want this, snacks are good here. You'll have it all for you, okay? And then I give you a journal how to transition your kitchen. So every category, for example, fat. You realize that fat are toxic fats in this country. Since the 1950s, that we've been demonized by bad fats, and we've had cardiovascular increase, heart disease, since the 50s, because of canola oil, Crisco oil, Wesson oil, safflower oil. All these oils are man-made vegetable oils that are damaging the circulation, the heart, the brain, and blocking mineral absorption in the body and cause blockages, heart disease. We didn't hear of this back then because of the oils. What do we usually mostly eat, right? Oils. We cook with the oils, right? And so, and oils are in all the processed foods. You see soybean oil, hydrogenated oil, and the salad dressing. We see it in the cookies and all this hydrogenation, trans fats, hydrogenated oil. They say, oh, no trans fats, but you look on the back, it's hydrogenated oil. That is just as damaging, and it's toxic. And so this is where packaged foods, you have to be careful. I won't even get to eat them. Get off them, full but sure. Because hydrogenated fats, again, will clog up the arteries, and they're really toxic to the arteries, and they'll start breaking up the arteries along with chlorine. And that's what we'll talk about with water. Chlorine will damage the arteries, weaken the arteries. And that's why it's not good to drink tap water and get a filter on your water, because you get all the chlorine and fluoride out, in the water. So there are some things we need to do to, again, be proactive, not be fearful, or just let's keep going little by little. And so what I tell you in this consultation is that you're going to get the bad fats out of your diet, get the good fats. What's good fats? Butter, extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, fish oil, barrage oil, primrose oil, flax oil. So with those oils, there's cold pressed oils and hot oils. See, we can't cook with oils like grapeseed oil and oils that were meant to be cold pressed, because when you change the secular structure of heating, it damages your body. Because of this, it's a chain fatty acid. There's small, medium, and large chain fatty acids. And there's certain oils that have larger chains and smaller that some you cook with. And see, this is where they don't tell you, because again, like the pharmaceutical, they're maintaining everyone and allowing us to be toxic with these drugs, and so also with food. 7,000 chemicals in our food. And so we have to get back to God's food. And then once you get back, my whole thing for you today is if you can just get off man food on God's food and then go to the next step, start getting the free-range meat, then start getting the organic vegetables and fruits, what you can, and the healthy oils, okay, and the healthy water. Again, start looking at you are what you eat. What are you putting in your mouth? Is it glorifying God? God has convicted me. And I was eating fast food while I was still trying to be a nutritionist in the beginning, right? I had old habits, right? My kids are like, Mom, we're hungry, McDonald's, they're wearing me down. You have no food in the house, Mom. We have no food. They're like, and I'm okay, one last time. I'm driving through. And then I'm like, and I get up to the microphone thing, and they're like, oh, I want a cheeseburger, I want this. And the whole time the Holy Ghost is going, no, don't do this. And now it's not a sin, right? You go through the drive-thru, but it was a sin for me. Holy Ghost was already warning me. You can't do this. You're a leader. You're going before the people. You can't, this isn't, And I'm like, I'm getting it for them. I'm just going to kill them. And so I'm driving, and all of a sudden I get up to the window, and the kids are, like water torture, no food in the house. I'm tired after 4 days. And I knew I didn't prepare, so we're driving, and I get up to the window, I'm driving, and all of a sudden I go, I can't do this! He's going, what? And I'm like, I can't do this, I'm not going to order, and I go, and my kid's like, oh, man, we were so close. I'm like, you guys are not, see, that's what I'm saying about strong guys, because my kid's husband wants to do the same. I had to stay focused, disciplined, to keep moving forward. They kept trying to bring me back, and I feel bad, fall for it. I'm like, you guys are getting me into the sin, but I self-control, raising the addiction. So I can keep moving. Guess what's on board now? All my kids and my husband. After 10 years, I was a forerunner, a pioneer, and I had to overcome some anger, too. My husband, after I tell the kids, right, he come home with all these frog fries and, cops and all this garbage dishes and don't know. I'm trying to get the stuff out of the house, and he's bringing it in the house, right? It's like, you know, it's like the devil. I mean, he wasn't the devil. What I'm saying is the devil will use his addictions and he was doing it for the whole, all the kids. And then they stopped asking me, you know, they knew they weren't going to get it for me, so they would want to say, can I have that, Dad? Or they go, oh, what about that? So I had to overcome anger and forgive, you know, and keep going through that process. Lord, I got to teach him. You know, so I'm just telling you to be real, you know. And so what we started doing is, and then my husband actually was doing good, and then again, he had blood pressure now, cholesterol problem, high glucose. And heart rate went up to 95, rest heart rate from working too hard, stress, overbearing, perfectionism, driven by his value of work, to work, like me, like I said earlier. And then he's not eating the right food, okay, and not resting. All this boom, boom, boom. So now he's saying, oh, you need to help him. Thank the Lord. But it's had to take something for him to really get on board with the whole plan. Now he's like, okay, here's the money, get what you need. You know, and it was that easy, but all that years I was straining the stress of the house. So, again, we're looking at the oils, we're looking at, you know, the free-range meats, like your chicken, your ocean-caught fish. Don't get farm-raised fish because it's right in the cesspool of the coop. Okay, you're getting all that backwash. No farm-raised fish. It's going to be ocean fish like salmon, your tuna, mackerel, orange roughy, white fish, you know, things like that. Again, this is where you want to work with me, and I can do a consultation with you to really get you started on all that. And then you have, again, your dairy. Let's see. I just want to make sure I got your meat, your dairy. Like you said, your farm fresh egg with the orangey yolk, farm fresh, where they're cage-free, okay, and antibiotic-free. So you could see they're more out now in the grocery stores. Again, you got your walnuts, your almonds, you know, different nuts, seeds are very healthy, like sunflowers. You can really find a lot of things if you look. And you will discover more fruits and vegetables than you've ever known in your life. Because you are so used to just eating the same old thing all the time and the same junk and some healthy stuff. But once you really start looking at God, you're amazed at what He has done for us in the garden. Walk through the garden with God. Let Him show you all the foods that He's given for healing. Every food has a healing property. Pomegranate helps the heart. Grapefruits help the breast of women. Now, isn't that hilarious? Because it's a mammary gland. It helps cleanse them out. Oranges do, too. God, is that something? Avocados, again, help the ovaries. Kidney beans help the kidneys. They have arginine in it that helps the circulation of the kidneys. I had damaged kidneys. God told me to start eating kidney beans. Hallelujah. Hello?
Yes.
You know, so he said my ovaries were damaged. Start eating more avocados. But again, I wouldn't have to be eating food all day long, so this is where I'm going to talk about supplements. But again, you cannot get enough insulin. Right? The soil is depleted. Minerals. In the Bible, it says about the rusting of the land every 7 years. But because of the economy and the industry, they're rusting 7 years. Money hungry. So now the soil is damaged and it can't produce other crops but one crop. And they're not getting the soil that it needs. It's empty. That's why they're trying to do GMO, genetically modified organisms. So they can say, oh, there's a famine, the soil won't grow, and now they're trying to sell it. But when you eat these GMO foods, they're going to denature yourself. Frankenfood. And they're getting away with it. This is why we have advocates like myself in this industry to fight these things. That's my battle. But so what I'm saying is that you want to get on the bandwagon. Now, I got to remember, you got to connect with me because I forgot, it's 8 and 9. There's the one that you'll know is a GMO. I think 9 is the organic, and 8 is the GMO on the vegetables. And now I'll have to connect with you on that. Because if you look at vegetables, it'll have the code on it, and you'll know 9 is organic, 8 the GMO, and then those are 5. But forgive me for not bringing that forward, but the GMO, yeah. And so what I mean, when you're shopping, shop wiser. Shop with the Holy Ghost. Let them pick your food for you, right? And he's going to help you. Again, there's so much I can talk about food, but I want to tell you that you'll not even get enough nutrients you need in this day and hour. If you ate 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, all organic, free range, you still wouldn't get enough of what the body requires. Again, even more so for the stress, pollution environment, we're constantly in resistance. You know, we got to confront, okay? And it's good for resistance, right? In the spiritual, we know it builds us up. The same way with the natural. We just can't let everything just happen to us, do what we want, and all that. We got to resist, self-control, discipline, reality. And so what I want to talk to you about this last segment, how many of you getting something out of this? Enjoying it? I'm enjoying speaking to you about it. This is my passion for since 2003. I got it launched now to share this with us. It's been hidden information. And we get it here and there, but we want to get it from a spiritual perspective. You know, there's so much research out there. And so to finish this segment, 3 meals a day, 2 snacks, again, eating gas food over man food. And again, sleeping, making sure you sleep. You lose weight by sleep, hallelujah. The more longer you sleep, the more weight you lose. Okay, so enjoy rest and dreamland with God. Amen. Let him have some. You know, a lot of times we don't have dreams because we're just not sleeping. That's how it is. He told me, you don't get sleep, you're not getting a dream. Because you got to go in that realm between 3 and 6, and if you go to bed at 2, you're going to be messed up. So the Lord is even telling me that if you want what I have to you, you got to obey me so I can give you this. So there's a lot in the Holy Ghost will tell you. And so, again, your sleep, again, watching your emotions, dealing with the past, you have to deal with the past, and then guard your emotions once you get freedom. Because your soul, again, is very important to God because it connects to worship. Loving with all your soul. Loving with all your mind. Loving with all your heart. Loving with all your strength. Amen? You got some strength, man. Like last night, like I said, I was experiencing God. I was plugged into the lightning rod of God last night. I was just energy of the throne. Amen? Then he was like Isaiah 6. I was on the floor. I'm wicked, Lord! Prostate ministered last night. Then I was at the joy of the Lord. Then I was at repentance. I mean, there's a lot of different realms. My body is strong. It's dirty. Like, I want more. And we're going to have the war in these times and hours to keep pushing. But also, loving God with all your mind. If you got jacked up mind, how can you love God with all your mind? It's not pure. Of your soul. If it's all toxic and unforgiven, it's bitter. We got walls between God. He's as close as he's ever going to get. So he wants you to get close to God. To get to the Lord. You see him face to face. You worship the Lord. Huh? And so, so what we're going to do in this is next segment, though, also water. Take your body weight, divide it by 2, and that's how many ounces of water you should drink in a day. Okay? And so a lot of you are dehydrated. Because your hydration is important, because it's like water to a car, you know, or radiation fluid and all that, all the liquids that need to keep that engine running, right? Properly, you're going to feed that engine. If you don't have proper water, it cleanses your kidneys, gets the toxins out, helps your blood, water, healthy water. Alkaline water is good if you can get your pH up, but we have products that are alkaline products that will help you. Okay.
I have a question. Because this morning, so bad, I had to go to water bottle.
Yeah.
It's
not
the plastic water bottle. The plastic is
fresh. Yeah, it's estrogen.
Huh. So, what do we do for our whole product? All we get is chlorine water. Is anything put in the water that will neutralize or?
Well, actually, you can buy filters now. Water or glass or steel containers, and you can actually have a filter right on the cup.
Oh,
and you can buy, yeah. You know what? I'm going to have to find out for you ladies because you can do it and you can put water right to the tap and put it in a filter, your water right there. And also your Brita filters at home. But again, if you're out and you don't have that cup, again, you have the frankincense, you have different oils that will help that gets the toxins out of the water. You can put frankincense and myrrh, you can put lemon and lime, different oils that will help the water.
So lemon is supposed to absorb chlorine,
And that's why you don't want to always drink a lot, you know. So, but again, the water, good question. But absolutely. The water, again, if you filtrate it, it's the best thing to get a shower filter, too, because you're taking a chlorine bath or a chlorine shower. You know, you're like a sponge. And a fluoride gets in it. What does chlorine breach to your clothes? What is it doing to your body? Arteries, all that. Your skin, dry, smelling like a pool. Okay? Dry your skin out. That's when you want to have voluptuous and glowy and, you know, hydrated skin.
Are the pools,
does
chlorine have salt?
Well, ozonator, they're actually Olympian pools now. They're ozonating the pools now. It's an oxygenation process that removes that. But if you go to the regular Fitness USA or any kind of dietary gap forming, that's why iodine is so important. We're going to talk about that because iodine actually will cleanse your blood every 12 seconds. So a lot of people that go in pool, they'll do iodine, so it cleanses the blood. Again, that's, you know, a lot of people have conditions of health, so they want to make sure that they do that. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to move into this segment here, and also we are going to be taking a love offering class. You all know me? And it's going to help me because when I go to churches, they give me a love offering, and then also they'll help buy the product that supports it. So, I mean, I'm not telling you you have to buy the product. If you can't, it'd be wonderful. I'd rather have you buy them for me than go to the health store around your house because we're actually supporting the kingdom. We're supporting the kingdom business, and I want to be able to take this message around the world. And while you're investing, I try to get you the best prices that I can with the education. That just costs a lot of money. My seminars cost money. But I wanted to give that free to you as a love offering because it's my passion. I love you all, and I love women. I want people healthy. But also, I have a business. I have a ministry and a business. That helps me grow in the marketplace. It helps me give me the principles of wisdom. I speak Arabic, Chinese, Asian, like the heathens of the world, you know, or the area of my world. And I bring principles of God without being preachy. And they'll make me come. And then I share with them the products. And I tell you, sometimes the unsaved are more healthy. Because they understand natural law. They realize natural laws are just powerful spiritual laws. And so we need to make sure that we're eating the foods that God says. You know, in Leviticus 11, I believe in 12, it talks about the unclean and clean food that God gave the children of Israel. If you do not eat the unclean, it was a sin for them because it was just a commandment of the Lord. They were under the law. But it was God's infinite wisdom to keep them healthy. They lived 110. You realize the Egyptian and the pagan society, without the junk food that we have, they would die at 30 and 40 years old, the pharaohs. You know why? They didn't have hot fries and Mountain Dew and all that sugar. They ate the unclean food. Pork, catfish, sweet, delicate, rich food. You know what God called? Doubt and cancer. Arthritis. What I'm saying is that even getting off man's food and eating God's food, be careful because God made his. God made catfish, but it's to clean the waters, to clean the farm, to clean, to keep the whole world clean with the oceans and all the things, even like all these different animals like rabbits and squirrel, all those things we're not to eat because they're cleaning the ground, they're eating the ground, and because like cows have two stomachs, pig has one stomach. So when they pig out, it goes into the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. When you eat toxic animals, it gets in the blood. Toxic. Shrimp, lobster, you know, catfish, food that God said in Leviticus not to eat. You have to have fins and scales to eat the fish. It has to have the animals. Again, the cows have two stomachs. They eat the greens and plants, okay? So we need to not only get off man's food, but God's food gets unclean, even though he made it for a purpose. We're not under the law, not a sin. It's not why. Detox. We're talking about detox. This is where I come in to do a consultation with you an hour and a half, and I tell you all the list of foods, unclean, I help you pick the right supplements, the healing oils you need for your body. What is it you need? You need weight loss, energy. Maybe you have memory problems. Maybe you have a history of heart disease in your family. Like, I want to help my heart. So I can help you with diabetes, blood pressure, cancer, arthritis, autoimmune diseases. God has given me to eradicate diabetes and blood pressure in the state of Michigan, Detroit, to help the African American community. Every culture has its weakness and what they struggle with. And so my heart is that you would see my heart to help you to say, you know what, I'm worth the investment. I can't do this on my own. I got some knowledge, but not all of what I need. Why not invest into the health? And you invest into me, invest in the kingdom, and also kingdom model for your health. And you will love this, because it will give you the foundation of everything you want to know. And then you can begin to build from there. Amen? And then also I do women's in-home health shows. So I come into your home, you invite your family and friends. I do a show like this. It's only an hour, you know, usually for a new show. And you invite your mom and your dad, your sister, brother that needs the Lord and that actually need help. And I give the education free information. And then I have products for them to buy. And then you get postage credits. You get free products. And then you get bonus hostess rewards. We have a fun night out on health. We talk about breast health, hormonal health. And we talk about going to the bathroom. Make sure you go in the bathroom 3 times a day. You know, all that fun stuff. And so, very important. And then I also do corporate wellness, where if you have a business, I go in and help the corporation help lower insurance costs by giving them an education and work with them for a time. Sometimes they have a contract for a while. And then I do church wellness. So if you have a church or a ladies group, I can come in and talk about the biblical model for health, get you on board with that. So anything that, you know, you would feel like I could fit into this for you would be wonderful. And now what I want to do is talk to you about the products. Now what I want to share with you is if you're interested in weight loss, detox, or nourish, replenish, and you know you're just toxic, you want to get your body clean, I want to show you what you want to do. The first thing you want to do is a cleanse. Now how many have cleansed before? Now this is a 30-day cleanse, and it's going to clean 7 channels of elimination. It's going to clean your lymph system, your skin system, your kidneys, your bowels, your lungs, your blood. All of 7 channels of elimination, 30-day process. Very important to not only get the colon, but the other areas of elimination, all your detox systems, okay? And this is called total cleanse. Now, I'm going to tell you a 6-pack program. Now, the program is 15% off of the 6. Now, if you want to just do 3, it's 10% off, or if you just want to buy 1 product, it's up to you. We do take MasterCard, Visa, personal checks, and cash, and I don't take any kids or any change. Whatever, you know, and a curse born. I don't want it. I already got mine grown. I'm not taking any. We're no trades. But so the cleanse is 30 days. And let me tell you about my products. Again, you know I'm a stickler on this health. These products are organic. Kosher. They are vegan. Again, soy-free, gluten-free, chemical-free, non-GMO. You know that most of the health products in the health store are not healthy because everyone's getting on the bandwagon selling products. But they're using chemicals, they're using invasive heating processes, they're concentrating it, even sugars. So I'm like, I want something that God blessed me with this company. It's called Genesis Total Cleanse. At Genesis Today, he's been on Dr. Oz all around the world, Lindsay Duncan. I believe in him. He has passion for health, wants to help people. It's not just anyone. A lot of these companies are making money. And I'm like, no, can't get on board with this because I have convictions. GMO. I got conviction about chemicals, sugar, watered down. When you're trying to sell a juice like acai and it's all watered down, it doesn't have the pulp and the skin and the meat of that berry. Okay? So I'm telling you, I'm very convicted about it. Total cleanse. Now, another part of the process is acai. How many have heard of acai? How many have been trying to pronounce acai? Acai, acai. Acai. Okay? You're going to learn it here first. Acai gives you healthy appearance of your skin, hair, nails, and helps detox you, breaks down fat, and gastrointestinal health. It helps repair your intestinal health, too. Very important. And also, again, it's going to rejuvenate your cellular rejuvenation because it helps to get acid. So, again, you take 1 ounce. That's it. 1 ounce is 30,000 milligrams, 1 ounce. You know when you buy capsules, you would take how many capsules is 1 ounce? 30,000 milligrams. Capsules might be cheaper, but they're freeze-dried. They have a lot of different preservatives going in. So this is pure acai from Brazil. Shoot, you're not going to get that in Michigan. Okay? And so this is a 30-day plan. Okay? This is not something you have to do every day, but I do a lot of this every day. And so you got the cleanse. You got the cleanse, the acai. Now you've got the greens, one of my favorites. Now, the greens are organic greens. You've got over 25 fruits and vegetables and over 7 grasses. This is wheatgrass, alfalfa, barley, oats, parsley, spinach, beets, kamut, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. And what Bart was saying is about the estrogens, this helps decrease the bad estrogen out of the body. Okay? You want to get the bad estrogen out from the plastics and the estrogens in the meat because that's all hormones, right? So get out those bad estrogens, and the greens will help detoxify the liver. And so this will detoxify the blood and the liver. And you get all your vegetables. You're supposed to eat 5 to 7 servings of vegetables and fruit combination together. How many are eating 7 combination of fruits and vegetables every day? Good girl. So we're talking 2 apples, like I'm sorry, 2 fruits and 5 vegetables. But how many are eating variations? So, in other words, are you eating just all carrots, all celery? You need all the different variations of vegetables. All of them do different things. You need variations of fruits, not the same ones. You need to circulate. You need to do different ones, okay? And so it's very important that you get something like the greens because you're going to get those 7 servings of fruits and vegetables. Plus, you're going to get brown rice powder, blue-green algae, kelp, fire amino. You're going to be hit. You're going to be dancing like me. Dancing on the ceiling. I'm just thinking, my Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you're funny. Goji powder, kale, ginkgo, billet. So this has eye, brain and eye blend here. Skin health, immune system health, blood health, digestion, and cleansing health. And all is just more. You take one cup a day, put it in water, or put some juice, cut it into sugar. You can put coconut water, mix it in, okay? And you are going to love me for this because it's going to change your skin. It's going to help nourish your thyroid. Because if your thyroid is weak, you will not lose weight. You need to feed your thyroid iodine. This is why the greens are so important. We're 300% down from iodine levels in this country, in the soil. 300%. That means our thyroids are kicked in, not kicked in. 300% down in our soil stores of iodine. This is why thyroid will be weak, and guess what happens when your thyroid is weak? Your heart will palpitate a little bit, digestion slow, sluggish, your memory is not as focused, your hair is getting thin, you're not able to lose the weight because the thyroid is the biggest, like the gland that just, it's like a machine, okay? This is why it's so important to do greens. And how many could say that you could get 25% vegetables and all organic at the store? Okay, how much would that be? How much would you actually be costing? You got like 20% vegetables different, organic.